Good morning, we're continuing with Chayyadim. Klaus on Meches, Simen Yud. We're talking about Mitzvah Baveira. So just left off, just to clarify, Halacha Lamaisa, the issue of Tzoya plays itself out in regards to a child who has a dirty diaper. We're not talking about if he has a diaper which is dirty from Merik Lyam, but if the child has defecated in the diaper and there's feces in the diaper, a person then says brachas, a person benches, a person davens when the diaper is there. What is the halacha? So if one does not smell anything from the diaper, even though the child has a dirty diaper, the tzoya is considered covered. The pasuk says v'chisisa esei osecha, that one must cover that which came out of you. So, for the purposes of davening, that it should be machan hakadosh, once the item is covered, that is sufficient. So, if a child has a dirty diaper, which does not smell, so one is not, there is no problem with davening in the presence of that diaper. Let's say the diaper smells. So, we have tzoya, which is covered, but it smells, you can still smell it. Is that considered covered? Do we say the fact that you can recognize its presence through the smell, even though it's covered, gives it the equivalent in Allah as if it's not covered, and therefore you're now in the presence of soya, which will not allow you to daven. So the Allah is, if the soya which is covered can still be smelled, it is as if it's not covered, and therefore one may not daven in its presence. How far does one have to distance oneself from that situation? Does one have to, normally the Allah is, a person has to distance oneself from soya the following, to the point where you can no longer smell it, and then another 4 amos beyond that. If there's soya, and if a person has soya near them, so in order to daven, they would distance themselves to the point where they can no longer smell the soya, and then beyond that, another 4 amos. If the soya is covered, so some place can assume in that situation, a person just has to distance oneself to the point that you can no longer smell it. So a child has a diaper which is a dirty diaper, but you can't really smell it where you are, even though if you go up immediately close to the child, and you lift the child up and you smell them, you'll be able to smell it. But that's not a problem, because you can't smell it where you are. So that's considered covered for the purposes of the kisui of tzoya. So Rabbi Yashua says that really one is not mechuyev to check a diaper, just to make sure. So it does not go into this halacha of a person who was negligent and did not check. It's not unwelcome which a person is mechuyev to check. Other pasukim disagree and say that since the fact is you are in close proximity to the child may wander next to you. That's the nature of children, especially toddlers. You might have been going to the child is crying, so even though where you are right now there's no smell, but you might get in proximity and not realize that there's a smell while you're continuing to daven, etc. So a person should check the diaper before one, if a person is holding a baby in their lap and they're about to bench, so because you have the easy option of checking, one should do so. Regards to the bidiyavet, it's not as clear. Do we give that's just something which is appropriate to do? Do we give the person a status of zevach v'shrayim to'eva, that their further tefillah is invalid? Many pasukim do not do so. In regards to benching, which we sort of hinted to the fact that benching might be different than tefillah itself. The opinion of the chayotim is that benching is different than the tefillah itself. You know, the mishabura comes out not like that. That's an added factor to consider, that maybe a person would not be mechuyev to rebench. A person should discuss this with their own rav. What is the halacha in a case of a person benched in the presence of a diaper which they forgot to check? Do they need to repeat benching or not? If they davened, a woman davened in the presence of a child who had a dirty diaper without checking the child beforehand, does a person have a chiyuv to daven again or not? So a person should clarify that psak with their rav. Have a good day.